It's the Mike Wills Podcast.
Hello and welcome to another Mike Wills Podcast. I haven't done one of these for quite a while. I think last time I was trying to get the, the Northern Lights, or the, forgot the technical term. So, it sounds like we'll probably be doing I think they're going to call it Dog Days of Advent coming up here soon. So, I'll probably join in just because it kind of worked out pretty decent last time. Recording from the truck, just doing a quick little thing right in the truck. That seemed to work pretty good last time. Sound quality sucked, but, sometimes you gotta work with what you got, and I'm not gonna bring my good mic along in the truck. So, I thought, you know what? I got a nice drive home from my parents here after dropping my son off. Daughter has school, son does not tomorrow. So I figured I would do one of these just to kind of make sure everything's still working and ready for when we start the next round of daily podcasts. And so I figured my topic today could be winter driving. And I'm based on kind of what I'm gathering from many of the dog dayers and whoever else might be listening, good portion of you probably don't drive in winter. May have used to, but I still figured I'd do some driving tips and just kind of stuff that I have kind of learned throughout my times driving. And some of these work well if you know whether you have four-wheel drive or not. There you go. Someone had the brights on. So one thing I do like to do a lot, especially in town, is drive at lower gear. So like on my truck, I have first gear, second gear, third gear, and then drive. So if I'm typically driving 30 miles an hour through town, I'll run it in second gear. Big tip reason that is because as soon as you let go of the gas, you slow down almost immediately. And now you're using your brakes less to slow down on something that's already slippery. You know, a lot of times it seems to help me out. You know, it's not, you know, I have to cut this section out. It's not perfect, but it does help. Another tip is to always take slow, methodical turns. Never turn sharp. Never turn quick. Take it easy. And it is so much easier to control your vehicle. You're on ice. There's nothing fast. You just take it easy and you have a lot more traction, a lot more control. A common sense one, stay back. Don't drive so fast. Stay further away from the vehicle in front of you. You gotta remember, you never know when you're gonna hit an icy patch. What's some of the other things I have learned? Feel free to have fun. Sometimes, when there's no other vehicles around, I will, try and fishtail a little bit or just have a little extra fun. Because what's the point of winter if you can't, of driving in snow, if you can't have a little extra fun once in a while, as long as you know that you won't hurt anyone or anything in the process, except for your own stupid self. And I did almost have one incident last winter. I thought I'd do that around a corner, and I did hit the curb because it's a little slippery than what I even thought it was at the time. But, you know, you got to have a little fun in winter because you are in snow. you might as well enjoy the miserableness of being cold and slippery and everything else. Another thing that's always helpful, you know, it doesn't hurt at least, is to have an all-wheel drive vehicle or four-wheel drive vehicle. When it's slippery out, I'll make sure to put my truck into auto 4x4-wheel drive. So if the rear wheels start to slip, then the front will kick in and at least help me accelerate. I guess that's another one. Four-wheel drive does not mean that you're that much better of a driver. All four-wheel drive means is that you can start faster and you possibly can have a little extra traction. Not with stopping, but with starting. And cornering and, you know, simple things like that. There are so many people I have seen whizzing by in slush and whatever in a four-wheel drive pickup thinking they're immune to winter. You can go in the ditch just as easy, and just because you have four-wheel drive does not mean you can't get hung up. If you get hung up, your wheels aren't touching anything, you're still screwed. So I think that kind of covers most of the tips things I have kind of learned, a little tricks. The other thing is, if you've never driven in snow, find a parking lot, do some maneuvers that you know will force you to slip and slide, and just kind of get used to the lack of traction. There we go. Your lack of traction. It's good for you to understand how your vehicle behaves. Do some fishtails, do some 360s, do whatever it is that you think you need in order to kind of understand how your vehicle behaves, how it works. So when you get into that situation where you need to do maneuvers, you kind of have an idea of what to expect. I think that about covers it. Maybe some of you from the more northern states, if you have your own driving tips, post them in the comments on my site at mikewills.me. And I guess, unless something happens between now and then, I will talk to you, I think it's December 5th, 2nd or 5th, something like that. I'm not quite sure. But I'll see you sometime around that first week of December. Bye.
The intro music was Funkily Dugatitude by the late Derek K. Miller. The outro is Always Evermore by Eric Dietrich. You can contact me on most social networks with the username Mike Wills, one word. You can email me at mike@mikewills.me. You can find any show notes and my blog at mikewills.me. Thank you for listening, and come back again.